Over to the livestock side, the cattle complex, lower numbers. How much of the grains in their trade today weighing on the numbers we're seeing for our livestock?
I don't think it's weighing on them at all. I think that the cattle market is softer today. One, because there's this attitude. We've had August fats in a $2 range for a month, and so a long time. And I think that when I look at these August fats, I am starting to hear some talk that the meat is starting to turn the corner, and before very long, you're going to have Labor Day buying. And I think that, and then you've got the school lunch programs coming into play, too. But the bottom line is, you know, I've heard both sides of the fence about cattle numbers being pretty aggressive as we go into August. And the last 3 years, our seasonal low on August was made in July. But all that said, I also have others that I talked to on the trading floor, have very good, contacts and are connected very well, are telling me that they believe that this cattle market's about ready to turn the corner. And so we'll see what kind of a rally we get. I tend to believe that with the behavior that the feeder cattle market has done, especially in the deferreds, I think, and sitting not far from all-time highs, basis like, for example, May feeders, I think they're trying to stoke the cow-calf man into possibly buying heifers and breeding them and for making calves. And if that occurs, and we should be seeing that by mid-fall, if we start to see that, about that time, your cow slaughter should really die off. And then from there on, hamburger is going to be pretty much in good demand because it's going to just get tighter and tighter. And we look at the fats, and that should be very positive for these D's and Feb cattle.
Is the cooler temperatures, do you see, having any effect on our hogs and the weights of the animals?
Well, not too much, really. I don't think it's having that big of an impact yet. But I will say maybe what's helpful with the cooler temperatures is people feel more like eating.
Which is always good news because we've had such a drop, it seems like, this summer in demand across that meat counter.
Oh, it did. And part of the problem was it's been a year of problems. You know, first it was a very delayed spring, very, very delayed grilling season. And then we turned hot for a little bit, and now we're back to the cool side. So demand should be picking back up.